Our guests this morning are Jessica DeMaria and Chase Peacock of the Atlanta Musical Theater Festival. The inaugural Atlanta Musical Theater Festival. Welcome.
Hi.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Well, great to have you here. Now, Benjamin Davis, who really came up with the idea behind the festival, couldn't be here today for a very good reason. He's setting up for the first performance, which is within the hour. But I think you are excellent ambassadors to tell us what is the vision behind this festival?
Well, basically, when Ben and I were up at the New York Musical Theater Festival last summer, he sort of had this idea wondering, you know, why don't we have anything like this, you know, in Atlanta? And we talked about it some up there, and I said, yeah, I'll get on board and help you with that if we can do it. And so in terms of what Ben's vision is behind it, is it's just an opportunity. It began as just an opportunity for people who have work that they are composing here or creating here to have an outlet to showcase that work within our community and utilizing the artistic merit of our community to do so.
Well, the mission of the AMTF, and I'm reading here, is to cultivate the next generation of theater artists by mentoring talent, propelling new musicals forward, and celebrating the community in a supportive, nurturing, and creative environment. Great mission speak. But does this imply that Atlanta doesn't have a supportive, nurturing, and creative environment already open to musical theater artists?
You know, I don't know that it implies that. I think that he wants to make sure that people feel safe presenting new work, because it is like putting forth your little yeah. baby child into a room full of strangers. So, and you know, just to make sure that people feel that supportive community that exists is going to translate into a festival where you get to work on your new stuff.
And it seems that there's a great deal of emphasis on writers mm-hmm. in this festival. Why mm-hmm. is that?
Probably because our experience at NIMF was incredible, but it wasn't necessarily...
NIMF.
Oh, sorry, the New York Musical
yes.
Theater Festival, my bad.
Yes. Whoa, wait.
We have secret NIMF. There's not an opportunity necessarily for, or at least in the way that we went up there, to have a mentorship or guidance in the writing process. It was more production-based, which was great because we got a chance to show how far we had come.
And I might add, we had you on here
yes.
right before your departure.
And it was so exciting and amazing.
It was exciting for us.
But with the Atlanta Musical Theater Festival, Ben wanted to create a place where people could put forth their work at any stage in its development. So even if you weren't ready to necessarily give a full-fledged production of it, you were going to have the opportunity to put forth the work that you had. And there is this amazing artist advisory board that can come through and talk to you about conceptualizing it and translating what you have already to the benefit of an audience. Is it clear? Does it make sense? Those kind of things, so that people could feel like, even if I have 10 pages of script and 2 songs, I have a place where I can bring this that's going to help me get it further along.
Well, I mean, that is a very nurturing concept mm-hmm. and also tightening the creative community here. I mean,
yeah,
certainly
absolutely.
Everyone benefits when you can share from one another's
exactly.
processes that way. In one way that you're describing the festival's almost like a workshop.
A little bit, and I think as years go on, it's going to become even more of that. As more people get involved, as more people feel comfortable submitting their work, as more people within Atlanta and beyond learn about the festival and what it has to offer, I think it's going to become even more workshop-based, or there'll be more opportunities for those.
So how did that play out with What's Past, which was your co-written play mm-hmm. that was accepted into the festival?
Well, we've been working on it for about a year, and you know, you start to hit little roadblocks and stuff like that, and you want to, just like you said in the mission statement or whatever, you want to get feedback and you want to bring the show further. And it's not that you put blinders on when you're just alone writing, or you're like, you'll fall in love with things that maybe don't quite fit the play, or you'll be like, yeah, we're going to cut this. and you want to hear other people be like, no, it's brilliant. Like, let's keep that. And that's kind of, you know, what this is about. It's good to have a deadline to push you to, like, force art and create work.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you mentioned deadline, because I wanted to ask you, Chase. I heard the festival's deadline for submission really drove the writing and scoring of this piece. And here's an instance where creative constraint truly worked.
It is. It's I think it's nice to have a deadline, especially for something that's not as daunting as just a performance. It's like we're creating to create more, yeah. almost. Like we're getting feedback, and there's a lot of, I mean, I have a full-time job. We said that we're both in musicals right now in town. So there's a lot of late nights, a lot of energy drinks, and sitting behind a guitar and just creating.
Well, tell us more about what's past. Your co-written play seems to have a very serious plot. Would you give us a synopsis?
Yeah, so it's, in a nutshell, it's following the journey of two pretty extraordinary siblings. They're being raised by their incredibly interesting, compelling grandmother figure. Their parents have died, and they have very little recollection of their childhood with them, or the night that they passed away. The only thing that they know is that they're responsible for the death of their parents. And so the show itself is a supernatural human story while these siblings discover their own destiny, their own identity, and discover the cause of their parents' death.
Do you draw from an existing story to come up with this?
We drew from, like, aesthetics that we liked, movies and plays and stuff, but we really just kind of sat together for a long time and ironed out this story out of thin air, and we'd step back and looked at it and we're like, this is really interesting.
It's kind of weird, but I
kind of like it.
Do you feel like siblings now yourselves?
Essentially, yeah.
I think so. Yeah, that's actually a pretty good way to put it.
Never thought about it.
Well, Chase, when you were talking about the deadline for the music, I was hoping you might play for us.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That you would perform some of the music.
We can do a little ditty.
tell us a little bit about what we're going to hear.
This song is called Sweet Surrender, and it's a song between Viola and Sebastian, who are the two siblings. If you're familiar with Twelfth Night by Shakespeare, we sort of named them after them. This is, actually, I think we wrote this song. It was one of those weird moments where he wrote it in like 45 minutes and
then
recorded it.
Between your curtain call. Separate theaters, other side of town.
Exactly. Yeah.
But this one, I think for me, and I'll just pretend I'm speaking on behalf of Jace, this one really truly captures, I think, their relationship and what they mean to one another.
We go for it?
Please.
Though it pains me to remember, though I never will forget, you resting in the stillness, I can't see you again. Stay with me for now and never.
I'll be just beyond the time, and you'll be circling my mind for
If I can't take the road ahead, can
then
I take
I will
your
take your hand. We're resting in the stillness, I can see you again. In the sweet surrender of the sunrise, that's where you'll find me. The sunrise, you realize
all we have is time.
Ooh.
I will see you
Sweet surrender. How old are the siblings?
They just turned 21, actually, as we open the show.
Aha. Uh-huh. They're twins.
Yes.
They are, yes.
Yeah, now I see it.
That's why I went blonde, Lois.
Yeah,
yes.
you're fraternal twins, but
yes.
It's very, very clear. Well, Chase, you're performing in Miss Saigon.
I am, yes.
No, in fact, you have a lead. In fact, that is very demanding. And Jessica, no less demanding, is your current musical involvement.
Yes.
Do you ever have moments now where you're not sure which music is going through your head?
Actually, yes. That's mm-hmm. real. I was saying the other day that my brain was like filled to capacity and things were just starting to pour out my ears. But you know, it's again, Chase has this amazing thing that he says, force art all the time. And
force art.
Yeah. When you're committed to creating something, you're committed to seeing it through, you just make it happen. You force it to happen. And if that means that, you know, we're both meeting up after our show's closed for the night, mm-hmm. and it's 11:30 on a Friday. That's what it means.
I think it's about just like trusting your skills. Like, I've been writing music for a very long time. If I force myself to sit and write a song, it might actually turn out great,
yeah.
because of the skills I've acquired working so hard in the past.
Ah, and so writer's block isn't a fear. It's just a matter of reaching in and
exactly
like Jessica said, putting. Having it come out of your ears.
You may sit for 10 minutes before it comes out or for an hour, but eventually, if you trust your skills enough, I believe, you can force art.
We have a good bit of trust for one another, too, in terms of like being really collaborators that work well together and mm-hmm. you know, keep each other honest and keep each other working hard.
Well, how much of your experience at the New York Musical Theater Festival did you apply to this?
Truthfully, a lot. You know, that was a huge period of growth for me, and I think for our whole team. And it really drew into sharp focus where our priorities needed to be going forward, and where my priorities needed to be as a writer going forward. And so, it made me feel like there were places I knew I wanted to place emphasis in the creative process of this that maybe I hadn't before, mm-hmm. or places I knew that I was going to draw a hard line that maybe I hadn't before, and allowing myself the time to be ready, and believing in myself as a writer and performer enough to say I am ready or I'm not, and be okay with whatever the answer is.
Well, I've got to bring in Brahms here. And I'll tell you why. He was well into his 40s and a very established composer before he could get out his first symphony. Mm-hmm. He couldn't bring himself to complete one because he felt like he had Beethoven staring over his shoulder. I want to know, do you have Lin-Manuel Miranda staring over your shoulder? Is he this specter now that, you know, haunts every musical theater?
No, but I will say it's an inspiration seeing mm-hmm. that people can accept different types of music mm-hmm. on Broadway or on the musical stage, because I like to think that my music is very kind of pop, rock, almost crossover country, and I'm like, why can't that be applied to musicals if they're up in New York just rapping Hamilton right now?
Exactly.
That's inspiring.
Yeah. Oh, that is so welcome to hear. And there are other shows in this mm-hmm. festival.
Yeah.
We'll have more information on our website, but if you would just mention some of the titles.
Yeah, sure. So today at noon, actually, at Synchronicity Theater is Underground. And it's sort of a slave narrative that's really, the music is exceptional, sort of a spiritual inspired. And then tonight we'll have The Yellow Wallpaper at Actors Express. That's an adaptation of the short story. And then tomorrow at noon, The Fine Art of Forgetting over at Synchronicity by Heidi McCurley, Renee Clark, and Jeff McCurley. And then we're 8 p.m. tomorrow night at Actors Express.
It is a wide range of themes mm-hmm. and varied styles of music. Jessica DeMaria and Chase Peacock, thank you so much and best of luck.
Thank you, Lois.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh, well, the inaugural Atlanta Musical Theater Festival starts in just a few minutes. Thank you again. We'll release you now to go attend that festival and participate in it. You've got to make that important noon premiere. We'll have more on our website, wabe.org/citylights. Thank you again.
Thank you.
You.